Welcome to the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church. We hope our broadcast will bless you.
Welcome, everyone. I'd like to ask everybody to bow their heads as we pray before we do the sermon today. Father, I ask that you be with all those who are at home, those who have special needs, those who may be really suffering because they're lonely or just struggling at this time, Father. We ask that you be with us all, help us to draw closer to you, and I also especially pray that this sermon be your words, Father, that everyone needs to hear and not mine, that I am able to be used as a tool for you, Father, to help others in their walk with you, and we ask that you be with us through the coming week. Please be with us through the upcoming holidays, as it's going to be different for many, and for many it'll be a struggle. We ask that you be with each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So the title of my sermon today is Choosing Gratitude. The Bible scriptures have a lot to say about the grace of gratitude. It's vital for all of us to train our hearts to respond to all of life's situations with a thankful spirit, even when we find ourselves in seasons of difficulty or tribulation. We always have the ability to choose to cultivate a thankful heart. I have an example of a situation that happened to me not long ago, and it could have been an easy way to respond in a non-grateful way, but in many ways, if you chose gratitude, it became a wonderful situation. My husband was out of town, he was out of state, and I had gone to my mom's to drop off some information that she needed. She's not real good with the computer, so I was helping her out, and as I was leaving, my tire pressure sensor came on and said low pressure. Well, last time I chose to ignore that, I got a flat tire on I-75, so I chose not to repeat that, and I went to the gas station that wasn't too far down the road, and I checked three tires, and they were all 35. I'm like, perfect. I get to the last tire, and it says 10 pounds. I said, oh, no. So I call my dad up. I said, Dad, fire up the air compressor. I'm coming back. So my dad puts air in my tire, and we couldn't hear it leaking out, so I said, all right, that's good. But it's 30 miles for me to go home from my mom and dad's house. So I drove home, and I get in the garage, and I shut the door. And as I shut the door, and after I'm walking around, I can hear the air seeping out of the tire. And I said, well, I guess I'm not driving this car to work tomorrow. Thankfully, we have a spare vehicle, so I was good there. So the next morning, I just knew I had to take the other vehicle. Well, the problem was the car was in my garage. Now, I do have a roadside, so I could have called somebody to come out, but Lily was home with me because Isaac was gone with Don, and so I decided that, you know, I was going to get it. Luckily, it was my short day on Tuesday, so when we got home from work, I said, all right, Lily, come on. We got to jack up this tire, and we got to take it in to get it fixed. So having a flat tire gave me the opportunity to show my 13-year-old that she could change a tire if she really had to. And if you're not sure where to put that jack, if you get on YouTube and you Google your car, it tells you kind of right where to slide it in, because there's lots of plastic on cars these days. So we took it into town, and I took it to the tire place, and they're like, well, are you just dropping it off, ma'am? I said, oh, no, I need this tire back tomorrow. I said, you guys are closed. And so they were able to thankfully repair it that day. And they said, well, ma'am, there was a razor blade in your tire. But luckily, I didn't have to get a new tire. And we went back home, and we used the tools, and Lily and I put that tire back on. And it was a great learning experience for me. But if we chose not to respond to gratitude with that situation, we could have been angry and upset, number one, that we got a flat tire, number two, that my husband was out of town. And you know, we could have just responded with an angry heart instead of a thankful heart. So we always have the opportunity to choose. By choosing gratitude, it means that we're choosing joy. Especially in times like these, the current world situations, we must choose to cultivate the grace and spiritual discipline of gratitude to avoid losing our footing in these days. It's very challenging. I encourage each of you to choose gratitude daily. Even in the most turbulent waters, choosing gratitude buoys us on the grace of God. I can give you a personal situation in which choosing gratitude helps me a lot. It's personal, but I'm going to choose to share it today. Four years ago, my sister had breast cancer, and it was aggressive. But it gave us the opportunity to do a wonderful fundraiser for her. I grew in my relationship with my sister because I was able to help her out in certain ways that maybe I wasn't before. And not that we didn't have a good relationship, I just didn't seek her out. as much as I do now. But also, because of that, I chose to screen early myself. And it wasn't but a year later that they found something suspicious, and they were doing some biopsies and such. And they weren't able to get what they wanted on the first one, so I had to have a second one. And at that point, I had to make a decision whether what I was going to do in this situation. It was going to be like that yearly and very stressful, or I could make a choice to have a double mastectomy and go forward. So I made a difficult decision, and I chose to have a double mastectomy with reconstruction. There was a lot of grace and gratitude that came from that. There was many situations and many things that came into place. There was many prayers from many people. And in my journey of reconstruction, I ended up with an infection on one side and had to have surgery to take out the implant and redo everything. But it's not as simple as that. It wouldn't have been without prayer, I'm pretty sure, that it wouldn't have gone as smoothly, because I had most of my surgery done downstate. So first you had to go back and be readmitted, but it's not just that. They actually have to have the right size implant there, and they only pre-order those according to like size when they're getting ready to do surgery. So they actually had everything there, so it worked. And I had to do some antibiotics for a little while, but in that journey of gratitude, I'm now at a better place to guide others when they come in that situation. There was a friend of ours that both my sister and I talked to a lot. She had some decisions to make, and we were able to give her some information and decisions based on the experiences that we had to help guide her. I'm also a occupational therapist and a hand therapist, so having my own pain and discomfort after surgery gave me a little more respect and different tact in treating my own patients, so that's the gratitude of that situation. But also being able to counsel and guide my own patients, because sometimes I do get patients that have had breast cancer and are seeing me for a shoulder injury later down the road. But it gives me a better insight and a greater walk. I was able to learn to lean upon God a little more strongly in my walk in those times. When we learn to lean upon God, it helps us to grow in our walk daily. Gratitude keeps us from drowning in what would otherwise be our natural tendency towards doubt, negativity, discouragement, and anxiety. Gratitude is powerful. We can choose two ways to respond to most of life situations. We can choose to whine, or we can choose to worship. Gratitude is a lifestyle. It's hard-fought, grace-infused, biblical lifestyle. It's not simple. Guilt, grace, and gratitude are the heart of the gospel. God sent his son to die for our sins, and it is by his choice and grace that he died and that we have the ability to rise up and go back to be with him. Christian gratitude means that recognizing the benefits we have received from God and others, including those blessings disguised as problems and difficulties. So sometimes our greatest problems and difficulties are really a blessing, and we just didn't know it. For those of you that don't know, my son was diagnosed as a type 1 diabetic a year ago. I was like, that's pretty challenging. I had a lot to learn. It's a big boat. But through the grace of God, we've done a lot of awesome things. I couldn't have asked for a better kid that doesn't complain. It's hard you can see numbers because they have monitors, but when you can see his numbers and they're declining and you're not there, it's by the grace of God and through prayer that sometimes you just have to trust that it's going to be okay. Now, don't get me wrong, you have to do your interventions and you have to do your homework and that's such things, but it's through gratitude that I've learned a ton and I'm still a resource to others. Acknowledging that God is the ultimate giver of every good gift. In James 1:17 declares that every good gift and every perfect gift from above is coming down from the Father of lights. Every good gift, not some gifts, but every good gift comes from God. When we give gratitude to God, we cause gratitude to well up in other hearts. So by responding with gratitude, others see gratitude in us, kind of like in our walk with Christ. When we walk with him, we look like him to others. If we choose ingratitude, we don't look so pretty. Grace, gratitude, and giving all go hand in hand in the hearts of God's people. Gratitude gives us the freedom to live in the moment rather than being anxious about the future, regretting the past. The whole world looks different when we choose gratitude. It causes us to view the world through the eyes of thankfulness. Being thankful in every situation is a wonderful thing. Gratitude is the appropriate response for the saving and keeping of God's grace. Gratitude from each of us is a matter of obedience to God. If you look at Psalm 50, verse 14, it gives us the expectation that an attitude of gratitude is the expectation and the response that God wants from each of us. Gratitude draws us closer in our walk with God and allows us to draw near to him in any moment. Not just some, but in any. Gratitude is the sure path to peace. Thanksgiving puts us in God's living room. In Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7, it reminds us, don't be anxious about anything, but with prayer and thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. In every situation, prayer and thanksgiving equals peace in our hearts. Gratitude is the will of God. Gratitude is the evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Gratitude lets us reflect the heart of Jesus to others. Jesus gave himself to God and to the world, not under coercion, but with gratitude when he died on the cross for each of us. Gratitude gets us ready for his second coming and when we get ready to be with him and go home with him. Just think of our gratitude, you know, just think of our response, you know, how grateful we are that he died on that cross for each of us, that we can have that relationship and walk with him when he's ready to come back for us. The capacity to respond to adversity with faith and gratitude is not limited to biblical superheroes. It is available to each and every one of us if we seek it. So if we choose not to respond with gratitude, what happens? Ingratitude becomes the taproot which grows, which quickly grows the sins. Ingratitude provides Satan with a wide vacant lot to set up shop. So think about it. The tire situation. I could have been really upset and angry, and then I might have responded to a situation at home with anger. Well, I'm pretty sure that God's response isn't anger in most situations. But because I chose gratitude, others saw that gratitude in me. And my daughter was able to see how gratitude works. When we are ungrateful and given to whining and murmuring and complaining, we are not honoring or giving thanks to God. Romans 1, verse 21 says that although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were disturbed. By choosing ingratitude, we embark on a destructive slide that can take us down to the depths we would never have imagined. It's easy to get stuck in that pit when things get dark and just kind of keep sliding down. But if we choose gratitude, it brings us right out. You have to work at it, and it's not an easy journey by any means. Truly, by choosing ingratitude, that can be sometimes our first step away from God. We must always remember that God faithfully sustains and helps us through his grace. When we take simple blessings for granted as if they were owed to us, ingratitude finds its way to thrive in all of our hearts. It gets the oxygen it needs to breathe and builds a big fire. Ingratitude can blind us to God's grace. Ingratitude can blind each of us from God's grace. Ingratitude can steal humility, contentment, encouragement from the sweet walk we could have with Christ, who gives us abundant life when we choose gratitude. When we are left to our own devices, we don't naturally gravitate towards gratitude. The scriptures should be our motivator to choose gratitude. I hope that each of you make the choice daily to choose gratitude. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18, it says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." I hope you're all blessed today, and I hope you were able to turn in and listen to the sermon today. Thank you so much for being out there and joining us, and I look forward to listening to future sermons and the day when we can all get back to church and be together as a family.
You have been listening to the broadcast from the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church at 2420 East Ashman in Midland, Michigan. If you are in the area, we cordially invite you to visit our church Saturday mornings. If you're a distance away, we encourage you to continue visiting our website and weekly podcast at midlandsda.org.